This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And following up, of course, on John Stadmiller's comment, we really do need your support here at Republic Broadcasting. Now, for those of you who have donated and pledged, we do thank you very, very much. But again, a reminder, we do not get funding, certainly not from Al Gore or from Monsanto or GlaxoSmithKline or any of those large corporations here, because we will not accept their money and then tell you something that is not true but serves their corporate interests. And that's the reality. Those corporate media people are making those million-dollar salaries because they will put out what they're told to tell you and present as news. I was talking the other day about watching Fox News. I think it was on Tuesday, and they were just looking at all the news about cold and ice and snow and laughing, oh, so much for global warming. And then apparently on the teleprompter, the story came up saying, you know, the snow and ice proves global warming. And they're like a switch was thrown. Their face went from happy and jovial to serious and say, yes, research is showing that global warming is the cause of this ice and snow. And they didn't even think about it. They're just there to read the teleprompter, look good in their clothing, and convince you through their gravitas that you should believe what they tell you to believe. Well, we don't do that here at Republic Broadcasting. We're here to throw a lot of cold water on darn foolishness. We're here to basically point out that, yeah, there are serious problems with the claim of human-caused global warming. Obamacare, Saddam's nuclear weapons, and so forth and so on. We serve the public interest here, and we rely on public support to see us through. It takes a lot of money to run this operation. Equipment needs to be replaced. It needs to be upgraded. You all know the quality of present-day consumer-level computer systems. The stuff falls apart 2 days out of warranty. And we're constantly being told, you must upgrade to Windows 8. You must do this. You must do that. And we don't want to do that. But it does cost a lot of money. It takes a lot of kibble to keep that mutant hamster alive and running in that little spinning wheel that generates the electricity that we use. Satellite links cost a lot of money. And we do need your help. And the only way we are going to get the big money influence out of our society is for the little money to stand up and unite together in the common cause of supporting or restoring the republic. And it doesn't have to be the $100 donation. Anything will help. This weekend, decide you're going to stick to your diet, skip buying that pizza, and pledge that money to Republic Broadcasting, $20. If everybody listening to this show sent in $10, we would be perfectly well-funded. Be able to go out and reach more on-air affiliates. We'd be able to reach more of the Part 15 broadcasters. We'd be able to get on more nets and get the word out and try and stop this rush into a global nuclear war to save the banking system. So it is that important. You can call 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, or you can go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that little donate button, and you'll get a PayPal link, or if you prefer to be anonymous, and I understand during this day and age why you might want to do that, there is a postal address to send an anonymous contribution to Round Rock, Texas. So thank you all very much, those of you who've already supported us. And we do need those of you who are listening to this show and have not supported us. We need you to chip in. We really, really do. Now then, getting back to some of the news headlines, some stuff was coming in over the break here. And I want to start, first of all, obviously I agree with Phyllis Schlafly on the issue of global warming. I do take exception to some of her China bashing. And she was talking about the phony alcohol scandal in China, and we had talked about that. It was in response to China being an exploding bubble wine mania, Bordeaux mania, market for wine, and there just wasn't enough to meet demand. And the same sort of thing happened here in the United States during Prohibition, a lot of fakery going on. And I took issue with her making the claim that half of all the honey sold in China is fake, which may be true, but according to tests run by Food Safety News, .com, three-fourths of the honey sold in U.S. grocery stores isn't really honey, doesn't come from bees. It's a concocted mix. We live in an age where certain words are treated as brands and trademarks rather than actually telling you what is in the product. Honey is one of those. You know, it's honey as a brand rather than honey as what's really in there. Three-quarters of the honey sold in U.S. stores is fake. Tuna, when you buy a can of tuna, there's any of 17 different species of fish that can be in that can that are legally allowed to be marketed under the name tuna in the United States. So China is not doing anything the United States is not doing. And I'm very concerned about this gratuitous China bashing because of the obvious U.S. motives to try and create a state of war with China to block the progress the yuan is making against the U.S. dollar. Now, getting back over to Israel, the World Bank funded the construction of a landfill over in the West Bank for the use of the Palestinians. Israel's civil administration is refusing to allow the Palestinians to use it because they want the settlers to be able to use the landfill. I don't know why they both can't use the landfill. But World Bank paid to build a landfill for the Palestinians, and the government of Israel is saying, no, 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 we're going to use it for our people. And then they wonder why there's a certain criticism of them going on around the world. Very interesting story, this one coming out of 911blogger.com. As you know, there's been an ongoing battle, just like in the global warming arena. People are trying to get the raw data so they can do their own analysis, and they're getting stonewalled. You don't need the raw data. Just believe what Al Gore has told you. Pardon me. And there's an area of contention regarding 9/11, regarding the collapse of World Trade Center 7, which experts around the world are saying this was a controlled demolition. No steel frame building ever collapsed just from fire, either before or since. And World Trade Center 7, because it housed federal government offices, was built more strongly, more fireproof, more bombproof than normal buildings. There's no reason it should come down just from fire. And so analysts over at organizations like Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth are saying, we want the data that NIST used to analyze the collapse of World Trade Center 7. And by the way, NIST never came up with a decent explanation. That's why in the official U.S. government report of 9/11, Building 7 isn't even mentioned. Because if you've seen the video, it just collapses right down into its footprint, meaning all of the load-bearing members were severed in the exact same split second. Now, NIST has responded to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit for that raw data, saying it might endanger public safety if we release how Building 7 collapsed. Sure, makes a lot of sense here, you know, because the last thing we need is for architects and engineers to figure out how to make buildings more collapse-proof. What's really going on here is that the raw data is going to show that World Trade Center 7 couldn't have come down without some assistance. It's not public safety that they're worried about over there. It's safety of the people inside the government who've been promoting this whole 9/11 hoax on us. It's probably the reason they're working so hard to keep the global warming hoax going, because if people realize how badly they were lied to about human-caused global warming, they're going to start taking a closer look at 9/11 and Saddam's nuclear weapons and torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin and Spanish mines in Havana Harbor. Now, speaking of hidden history, there's a very interesting story that came out. Documents have surfaced confirming that Joseph Stalin did himself personally order the execution of 3,500 Polish prisoners of war. And apparently there was a U.S. officer who was also there and was basically forced to watch while the Nazis were exhuming the bodies. Now, at one point, it was claimed the Nazis had done this. Now it's the Russians. I'm sure Israel's already trying to figure out some way they can blame Hitler and the Palestinians for yet another historic massacre. But I have to look at the timing of this story. It's a little suspicious. And when we come back from these commercials, I will tell you why.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And somebody just mailed me in a reminder from last May. This is in response to the revelation that a top Obama supporter and donor is now in control of the investigation over whether Obama misused the IRS to target his political opponents. And somebody sent me a reminder from last May when we were dealing with the DOJ Gate scandal, where the Department of Justice was just grabbing phone records of reporters en masse, just a complete sweep, trying to chill them from reporting on what was going on with government wrongdoing, which is also a violation of the Constitution. And Obama put Eric Holder in charge of the investigation, whether Eric Holder had violated the Constitution in going for those reports. So this is just more of the same thing. I'm going to get my buddies to investigate me, and you can trust that they will get to the bottom of these things here. Anyway, we're talking about this story where they're now putting out how it was Joseph Stalin who ordered the mass execution of these 2,500 Polish soldiers during World War II. Again, we're going back to before most of us were even alive. And I'm curious about the timing, because we know right now the United States is assuming an adversarial pose against both Russia and China, because Russia and China do not want to go back to the world of Bretton Woods, where they have to go through the U.S. dollar and borrow those dollars at interest from the United States Federal Reserve System in order to conduct international trade and banking. And so I think the timing of this story is very suspect in light of the recently announced plan by the United States to impose sanctions on the Ukraine for refusing to enslave itself to the European Central Bank. I'm sorry, for oppressing their people cruelly. And it's a bit of a reach trying to bash Russia over Stalin, because Stalin is gone. So is the Russia of Stalin's day, the Soviet Union. It's just like Israel still trying to wave around Nazis and Hitler to justify current political agendas, even though Hitler and the Nazis are long gone. Although apparently they found another 88-year-old guy that they can put up in the court and say, see, there are still Nazis out there. You have to give us money and obedience and so forth and so on. Now, the other day we were talking about how California is looking at legislation that would forbid any state agencies from cooperating with the National Security Agency in terms of surveilling the people of California. It's really for show. The NSA does not obey the law. They have been violating the law and the Constitution going back to the 1980s and the Echelon system. But it still does sound very good in the media. Now we are hearing that Arizona State Senator Kelly Ward is introducing legislation that would outright ban the NSA from operating in the state of Arizona. Now, there ought to be some teeth to that, because the NSA doesn't obey the law. There should be a provision in there that any NSA operating inside our state will be tarred, feathered, hanged, drawn, quartered, and the ashes peed on by a rabid wombat as a deterrent. By the way, to date, looking at my latest NSA challenge, not even that many people tried to download it. I think they just gave up. That one will expire on Valentine's Day. Interesting article coming out of Sri Express. Military interventions are ordered by corporates, not politicians. And this is basically going back and looking at how many of these wars involve economic agendas, which we talk about, of course, in our article and video, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. It's all about money. Has nothing to do with this nation having weapons of mass destruction, has nothing to do with this government oppressing their people. It's always about extending U.S. commercial corporate interests, bringing back the petrodollar, bringing back Bretton Woods, forcing the world to buy our products even when they're contaminated with GMO. That's what this is really all about, which brings us to what is now being called the Third Battle of Fallujah. Iraq is heating up again. Now, the corporate media is trying to say, oh, it's Al-Qaeda, it's militants, it's malcontents. No, it isn't. It's the people of Iraq. What's going on in Iraq right now is a repeat of what happened in Iran in 1979. The people of that nation are sick and tired of their U.S. puppet regime driving them down into abject poverty and hopelessness in order to provide windfall profits to U.S. corporations. The real agenda for invading Iraq in the first place was the oil and what currency it would be sold for. In 2002, the United Nations gave Saddam Hussein permission to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. One year later, the United States invades. They lynch Saddam Hussein. Iraq's oil is back on the world market, but only for the U.S. dollar. That's what this is all about. Same thing with Libya. Gaddafi was everybody's friend a few years ago. Reformed terrorist, recognized Israel's right to exist. We've got pictures of all of our top leaders shaking hands with him. They're all buddy-buddy, and then all of a sudden, Gaddafi declares there that Libya will have a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and anybody who wants to buy Libya's oil will have to pay for it with the gold dinar. Invade Libya, kill Gaddafi, impose a brand new private central bank, lending all the public currency at interest, and Libya's oil is back on sale to the world market, but only for U.S. dollars. That may be changing. Libya is, the Libyan people are taking control of their oil fields. And they want to sell the oil for currencies other than the dollar. The government of Libya, the puppet regime, is threatening to destroy any oil tankers carrying Libya oil that is not being sold for the U.S. dollar. That's how obvious this is getting. So we're talking about the third battle of Fallujah. And the United States is in a bit of a corner here, because how are they going to sell going back into Iraq to the American people who are weary of war? Now, the U.S. is sending in weapons, they're sending in drones, they're sending in ammunition, they're sending in all these supplies. But at some point, if the puppet regime in Iraq is unable to quell what looks to be the start of a popular uprising, like the Iranian Revolution in 1979, the U.S. is going to have to send in armed forces. And how are they going to get that past the American people? Didn't you just invade the place? Didn't Bush say mission accomplished? You told us you were going in there to get Saddam's nuclear weapons, and he didn't have any. You told us you were going in there to punish Iraq for 9/11, then it turns out Iraq had nothing to do with it. You told us you were going into Iraq to because Iraq was supporting al-Qaeda, then we find out they were actually ideological enemies. What's your excuse to go into Iraq this time? Because they won't conform their economy to suit the U.S. banking system? Yeah, that's pretty much the reason. Well, I'm not going to sacrifice my kid for that. So they got a real problem. We're seeing other articles over here, like over at LouRockwell.com, saying basically this backlash in Iraq has nothing to do with al-Qaeda and militants. It is the backlash to the invasion. Al-Qaeda was not even in Iraq before 2003. I'm not even sure they're there now. Remember, every time the U.S. needs a villain, oh, it's al-Qaeda. It's al-Qaeda. And by the way, last year they were saying al-Qaeda is all but gone. Have you noticed this year there's a resurgence in al-Qaeda? They're back. They're bad. They're dangerous. Be afraid. Al-Qaeda's coming to get you if you fail to support the war agenda. Oh, my goodness. So how are they going to sell that to the American people? Another false flag? I don't know. Crash more airplanes into skyscrapers? Been there. Done that. Interesting article over at Veterans News Now. Iran is on the rise in 2014, and it's basically pointing out that despite the crippling sanctions and the constant warmongering, Iran's economy is improving because of all the nations that refuse to go along with the U.S. sanctions. And that leaves us with the P5 plus one and what appears to be an attempt by the United States to destroy the deal. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the situation over in Iran, which has been weathering a storm of outside influence attempting to destroy it, because the United States knows how to carry a grudge. And they're very unhappy that the Iranian people back in 1979 overthrew the Shah, who was the government the U.S. gave to Iran after they overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh back in 1953. That's where all this friction with Iran goes back to, is 1953. And the U.S. attitude is, once you're conquered, you stay conquered. We can't have provinces breaking off from our new Roman Empire. But Iran is actually doing very well. Their economy is starting to come on back because a lot of nations are ignoring the U.S. sanctions. And, of course, we had this historic compromise with the P5 plus one, where Iran agreed to reduce their enrichment. The P5 plus one acknowledged that Iran does have a right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed and ratified. The United States has signed and ratified. Israel has not. That's a com- side issue there. And the U.S. agreed to roll back sanctions. The U.S. did not do that. The first thing they did was they went out to the existing sanctions and added on more to the list that those sanctions covered. Now we have 50 United States senators, all of them working for the Federal Reserve, Israel, whatever, who are now supporting a new bill in the United States Congress to impose additional crushing sanctions on Iran, even though Iran is doing everything they agreed to do in the P5 plus one deal, even though nobody has found any actual evidence that Iran is building a nuclear bomb or even thinking about it. It's rumor and innuendo. Now, they so far don't have a veto-proof majority. Maybe that's the reason why the former defense secretary went public with his book critical of Obama, was to put pressure on him to get back in line with the war agenda in this election year. But if the Senate passes this bill, history will record that it is the United States that violated the P5 plus one deal with Iran, blocked the pathway to peace, to basically make the door to war the only way to move forward, to move us closer to a world war, because when the United States invades Iran, Russia has already said they will turn it into the new Vietnam, pour in weapons and supplies from the other side, and grind the United States down in a war of attrition. Russia has the economy to do that. They're manufacturers. They're growing agricultural produce that is not tainted with GMO. We've got nations rejecting shipments of U.S. corn and wheat and taking the contracts up to Russia right now. In a war of attrition, the United States will lose. And that means if we cross that line, somewhere between that point and final capitulation by the United States government, they're going to resort to that nuclear arsenal. They're risking the nuclear incineration of the earth over which particular piece of ink and paper the world will use for international trade for the coming century. That's what this is really all about. All this nonsense about how Iran might someday, maybe, possibly could be, have a nuclear weapon is just window dressing for that tiny and dwindling minority of people still gullible enough to trust government. The U.S. and Wall Street got out of the last two self-induced financial meltdowns with a world war, and they figured, hey, it'll work again. No, it won't. We're going to lose this one. We are going to lose this one big time. Meanwhile, over in the Ukraine, the U.S. Senate is also looking at sanctions against the government of the Ukraine over the violence. Now, remember, all of this kicked up. The European Union was approaching the Ukraine to say, come into the European Union. It'll be wonderful. Come on in. The economy's fine. And the government of the Ukraine took a look over at what's going on in places like Cyprus and Spain and Italy and France and now even in Germany, how they're all getting sucked down into this black hole of by design permanent unpayable debt, and the government of the Ukraine backed off. And at that point, the agent provocateurs poured into the Ukraine and said, we have to bring down the government. We want to be slaves to Europe and the rest of it. And this is a pattern we have seen the U.S. follow for decades, whether it's Cuba, whether it's Iran, whether it's the Philippines, whether it's Chile, sending the agent provocateurs to cause trouble until the government is forced to react, then denounce the government for oppressing their people and democracy, then sanctions, then invade. And that will be an open door to outright war with Russia. That's how insane this is. The tragedy is right now the U.S. government and our financial system have gone too far along this path. They can't turn back. They can't turn around and say, we were wrong, we want to go back to status quo ante. It's an all or nothing deal. And even though I think more and more people inside the government and the financial centers understand that this is doomed to fail, they're moving forward and hoping there'll be a miracle. The imaginary playmate in the sky, we look down and bless us with a miracle, a victory in battle we should not have had, like Midway. The U.S. won Midway out of just sheer dumb luck. Everybody who's war gamed the Battle of Midway show the Japanese should have won that one, except for a couple of really dumb mistakes and some blind luck, which can turn the tide of battle. But when you go into a war relying on lucky breaks for victory, that is a fool's errand. Over in Syria's government is reporting that some of the hired mercenaries have assaulted two of the storage sites for the chemical weapons that it has pledged to eliminate. And one has to wonder, why are these hired mercenaries so desperate to get their hands on the government's chemical weapons? To stage another false flag? To justify a U.S. military intervention? Probably. Now, as I mentioned before, things in Libya are tensing up. There is a popular revolution against the U.S. puppet regime over in Libya. And the Libyan people are taking back more and more control of the country, including its important oil infrastructure. And over in eastern Libya, which is now out of control of the puppet regime, they're already offering foreign companies to buy oil from ports that they have control of for whatever currency those companies want to pay. And the U.S. puppet regime in Libya is saying that any oil tankers sailing in or out of those ports to buy oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar will be destroyed. That's what this is really all about. The petrodollar, making sure that all the resource-rich areas of the world sell those resources only for the U.S. dollar, so that the rest of the world has to go over to the Federal Reserve and borrow those dollars at interest before they can go buy their oil, or send real manufactured goods and agriculture to the United States to get dollars to go buy the oil. The petrodollar and Bretton Woods has propped up this entire economy since 1971. And when they collapse, the party is over. We're going to grab a phone call here. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I was listening to you about people to buy gold and silver, and I agree with you 100%. And I've noticed in the past 6 years, you know, you didn't see people outside flipping signs and storefronts buying gold and silver. And I can see why it's coming is because so many workers have taken sanctions on to pay, and there's no real industrial jobs left in this country. And the cost of living is a farce as far as the government. We're going deeper and deeper in the hole as far as working people. And they're not going to take the gold from us. They're getting it right now, slowly. They're going to keep on pinching us down to nothing. That's how it's going. So,
we saw exactly the same thing in Weimar Germany, whereas the inflation just made the money absolutely worthless. Speculators set up these little stores to buy the silver and gold from the people, and it was one of the things that enraged the German people against the financial sector. The very obvious predatory nature of their operations. And we're seeing it here. I know down in our local shopping mall, we have one of those little kiosks in the middle. Give us that old broken gold thing you don't need anymore. We'll give you plenty of stacks of ink and paper in exchange for it. Every time I go past there, though, I don't see a lot of traffic there. I think people understand that they want to hang on to that metal because over the long term, silver and gold always goes up. It has been going up ever since Nixon ended gold convertibility.
Right.
It was $35 an ounce back then. Right. It's $1,000 an ounce now.
Right. It's happening slowly, and the people need to understand they don't have to take it like they did back in the 30s. But in Germany back then, you could have a wheelbarrow full of money and you couldn't buy a loaf of bread because the money wasn't worth anything.
That's exactly right, because it was all debt-based money and nobody could pay the debt. We got to take a break for commercials.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for the call, Jim. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael, today? How's things going down in Aloha, first of all?
Well, we're doing fine here. It's a little bit cooler today than it was yesterday, but, you know, it's still beautiful. It's Hawaii. What's not to like?
Yeah.
Except TSA.
You know, Michael, I want to give to that last caller about what he said, and he, God bless him, because... Exactly right. They're just, it's like a bloodsucker. Yeah, I don't know if you had ever had a bloodsucker on you, Michael. I've never had a leech or nothing, but you're woke up, and I'm so thankful, Mike, because they're going, you look through the situation of what they've done to this country, of taking the jobs overseas, hammering us on all these different areas that you've been talking for the last 2-3 years, but meanwhile, you're right on track with them going over, and that bloodsucker sucking the blood out of all these other countries if we don't get our corrupt central banking system in there So they're trying to bankrupt the world, just not just alone the United States. And I think, like you said, Michael, there's no way this can turn back. We're just too far now. And what they're just doing is just idling the gas pedal to when all the pieces of the last two pieces of puzzles are put into the puzzle to complete it. And you got to keep talking, like you said, to be prepared for what's coming next after all this thing is finally wrapped up with a situation. And I just want to say one more thing, Mike, before I go. I was seeing on RBN about the situation with China with this missiles that they could shoot off to hit the all the computer system up in the air. I don't know if you caught that article. Maybe you could explain a little bit on that. Where they've been, I can't remember the name of the missile that would take out all the communication in that above the sky. So thanks for taking my call, Mike. Aloha to wife and Claire. Amen.
All right. Thank you very much here. Yeah, we're at a time in our nation's history where sadly the only two paths forward are weathering a collapse of the Federal Reserve System and the U.S. government, or getting stuck in a true world war that's going to end with nuclear weapons, may even start with nuclear weapons. We've already been into this world war for 10 years, more than 10 years now. Ever since the invasion of Iraq in 2003, we've been in World War III. Nobody wants to say that's what it is, but that's what it is. The U.S. has invaded over 10 countries on two continents. Technically, under U.S. military doctrine, it is a world war. They're just trying to sort of sneak it past you when you aren't looking. But right now, the only two future courses are a collapse of the U.S. government or an escalation of the war until nuclear weapons come into it. And it's kind of depressing to look at. Now, with regard to all this screaming about China, and this is just more sales pitch for the military-industrial complex, we have to have this to defend against that. What they're talking about is something that was discovered by accident during the years when the United States was testing its nuclear weapons. And out here in the South Pacific, a little bit south of where I'm sitting right now, they decided to detonate a nuclear weapon out in space just to see what would happen, because I don't think we're being invaded from outer space. But they said, hey, we got the rockets, we got the bombs, we got all kinds of money to play with, let's try this out. And they launched this nuclear bomb outside the atmosphere and set it off and discovered that it sent a huge pulse through the Earth's magnetic field, which screwed up radio, screwed up the ionosphere, shortwave radio communication, and was destroying electrical systems. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. And so the use of nuclear weapons above the atmosphere to destroy the electronic infrastructure of an enemy has been part of the U.S. military doctrine ever since, and obviously any other nation with nuclear weapons and launch vehicles able of getting them out of the atmosphere is obviously thinking about doing the same thing. Now, electronic systems can be hardened. EMP is only effective against power systems that stretch for miles and miles across the countryside. Battery-operated systems are immune because they're too small. The magnetic flux is just too weak across that small an area to cause that damage. EMP has sort of been blown up in science fiction movies where, you know, the EMP hits and all of your electronics blow up because nobody in science fiction movies understands what a circuit breaker is. But yeah, it's definitely a real issue. Is China going to do something that stupid? Not until they're pressed into it. I mean, all these countries were being told to be afraid of. None of them have a reason to attack the United States. It is the United States that is attacking them to get them to go back to the petrodollar and Bretton Woods and the rest of it. The United States would welcome some kind of state of war with China. Even if the U.S. is not going to physically invade China, even if China is not going to physically invade the United States of America. But once there is a state of war, then all of the U.S. allies would have to stop using the yuan and go back to borrowing dollars at interest from the Federal Reserve for their international trade and banking. That's what this is really, really all about. Would some hothead launch a nuclear missile? Probably. The U.S. is building a whole new generation of tactical nuclear warheads. Hugely expensive devices. And as I said before, we know that World War II ended with the use of nuclear weapons by the United States against the civilians of another country. This war could definitely really get started with the U.S. launching nuclear weapons. They could even launch one against the U.S. and try and say, oh, it was Iran, or it was Russia, or it was China. Remember we talked about the possibility of a virtual 911 in which when they can't keep this economic scheme going any longer, it's the U.S. that crashes the U.S. financial computers and blames somebody else for it. Because these people can't take responsibility for their own mismanagement. Oh, it was a Chinese imp. It wiped out all of our computers. We don't know who owns what. We'll have to nationalize everything and let the government manage it from here on, whatever else is going on out there. But again, because the United States, although it is in decline in so many other areas, it is still the world's premier military power, even with all the really poorly built weapon systems, the sheer volume of it all, and the nuclear arsenal does make the United States still the premier military power on planet Earth. And that is why none of these other nations are actually going to attack us. The attack will be faked. It'll be staged. Or the U.S. will do something to goad them into attacking that they have to respond to, which is what Roosevelt did to Japan with that 8-step plan to goad them into attacking the United States so Roosevelt could get the United States into the war against Germany. Which brings me to a very interesting story. This was being reported over on Veterans News Today. Apparently, somebody has leaked a report from inside the German government from 2002 that records the communications between the government of Germany and the United States in the weeks leading up to 9/11. On the 6th of August 2001, German Ambassador Ischinger personally notified President George W. Bush that information collected by the Bundesamt for, well, the German Domestic Secret Service, as well as the German Foreign Secret Service, indicated there would be an attack on the United States to occur on the 10th or 11th of September 2001. The response from President George W. Bush was, "We already know." So, there's no question that George W. Bush knew ahead of time the attacks were happening. At the very least, let it happen to launch a century of unending war, or more than likely caused it to happen in cooperation with Israeli intelligence. Because you go back to the article I wrote about how the Secret Service at Booker Elementary just stood there and let the president go on reading about pet goats with an airport only 4 miles away. They knew the president wasn't a target. How could they know that? They knew what the targets were going to be. The dog that did not bark. Anyway, interesting little story. This is over in the British press, the Daily Mail, warning about how there will be a computer-animated Osama bin Laden to preach and issue fatwas far into the future. A virtual Osama bin Laden. Actually, the U.S. government has been doing that ever since the real bin Laden died in December 2001 of natural causes. But now they want to go on waving Osama at you, and yes, Osama's dead because Obama got him, but it's the virtual Osama. Be afraid. Give us your children for war. We'll be back after Phyllis Schlafly and these commercials with our guest for the third hour.